for October 24th. Approval of the October 11th minutes.
Make a motion to approve as written.
I'll second. All in favor? Aye. Department heads and reports.
Steve Beaman, Vincent Parnas. The Ford Lake project, we want to be open to some bids for the shelter house out here in the next segment. JP can probably talk about the parking lot and some things out there, but everything's moving on pretty well from that standpoint, so we're real excited. Hopefully with the shelter house bids, we can get that going. And then we also, I said at the last meeting, accepted the bid for the Midwest company to do the spray parking. Culberson Avenue on our end, it looks really nice. We just had landscaping put down from our building to order the new sign to go with everything for the River Walk. The Great Park walking trail, the Vaughn walking trail, is completed, except for the surfacing that goes on top of it. And I talked to JP this afternoon, and he said that will probably be in the spring. But if you haven't been out there, it's really beautiful. A lot of people have been using it. They're using it, and they're tearing it down too. The horseshoe pit, Neil Swiger has been part of that for the past year. Will McCormick has donated concrete and some excavating work, and we have put areas for seniors and women to throw a shorter distance. We've got concrete pads all the way through all 8 pits. We just poured the last one, so they will take the forms off. Then Will McCormick will come back out and do some more excavating and do some dirt work. And then what we have is a fence. We've talked to the mayor, and hopefully there'll be some funding left over from the walking trail that we can put a new fence up. The hope of Mr. Swiger is next fall is to have a state-sanctioned horseshoe tournament out of Great Park, and all this kind of goes towards that, getting things done. The horseshoe league that he had was really successful last year, and a lot of the gentlemen that participated, the ladies, are very thankful for all the things that we've done. And then this weekend is our Toucha Truck. It will be at Great Park from 10 to 12:30 p.m. Usually we have 20 to 25 vehicles of all shapes and sizes. And I thank the street department, the fire department, and the police department for providing their vehicles. This year, the kids can dress up in Halloween costumes, and the drivers will have candy to pass out. My secretary is church, Christ Community Church. We'll be selling conies and tacos and things like that. But that is from 10 to 12:30 at Great Park.
Thanks, Steve. Police Department.
Steve Lukey, Vincent's Police Department. I wanted to report about our new hires. They're currently completing their rotations in dispatch and detectives. They had an opportunity already to finish the 40-hour pre-basic and firearms, some of the less lethal training, including taser. And they've been doing a lot of reading on the department guidelines, which is it's a pretty light reading, about that thick. So they're working on that right now. We've got a combat shoot going on this week that they're helping out with. So we're keeping them pretty busy and getting ready to get them into their first field training cycles before they would go off to the academy first part of February. I just returned recently from the International Association of Chiefs of Police Conference out in San Diego. It was a great opportunity. We had an opportunity to network with a lot of chiefs from all over the world. One of the things that kind of really stuck with me, Simon Sinek was out there that talked about leadership and the idea that leaders eat last. You should always keep in mind that, I'm keeping this in my wallet, leadership is not about being in charge, it's about taking care of those in your charge. That really stuck with me. I thought that's important, make sure you're taking care of your people first. I do hope to implement some new techniques that we talked about out there and some community policing things. The trade show, which is the largest in the world for law enforcement, was incredible as always. Had a lot of good information, and I did pick up on some things where we may have opportunities to maybe do some computer trade-ins to get some new equipment down the road and maybe some more efficient or cheaper tools that we use every day. Lastly, we did have an accident here, I believe it was last night. We had a vehicle versus deer inside the city. So the deer did not comply with the new roundabout out in the Main Street area and ran into the side of the police cars out in 2200 block of Main. So we've got estimates on that, and we're looking into getting that taken care of.
Signage isn't up yet.
Not yet. So the deer cannot figure it out. That's all I have.
Street Department.
We probably spent close to over 250 hours being spent. Weather's been good for the sealing of cracks in the asphalt. It's been very helpful, the weather has. And so we've got all the hours spent in there. We have just probably about that many hours to go, and we'll have finished what we're looking to get. We still don't have any announcements for a leaf pickup, just on the following day to really validate that.
Okay.
That's fine.
We are applying the service code of asphalt on Kimmel Road Extension. Now to less than 3 weeks before it'll be done. Things have been going pretty well on that. Riverwalk is almost complete. They're staining the trellis at the lookout center, at the lookout area. We've got some landscaping coming in this week. The Four Lakes project is almost done. Striping will be in here tomorrow to finish striping Hill Field. But the tennis court, basketball court, and the small parking lot are done. The First and Hart intersection has been repaired and is reopened, and it's been striped also. And like Steve mentioned, the Vaughn Trail will be, the track surface will be applied in the spring. And Milestone inadvertently donated a foot of width to Vaughn Trail, so it is now a six-foot trail instead of the original five. So thank you, Milestone, for not having your paper set up correctly. So that's, I think that's all I have.
No old business, new business. First up is muster on wall bash signs. John Mays?
Hello? Yeah, I'm from the Vincent State Historic Sites. My name's John Mays. I'm just here for our annual muster on the wall bash. Every year we put up wooden signs. Locations for the signs, same place as always. One is on the grassy area across from McDonald's and Pizza Hut on Hart Street, off of Hart Street. And the other one is the corner off of Sixth Street, Sixth and St. Clair. So those are the two locations, just the wooden signs like we usually put up. And we'll probably put them up if get approval for it and everything as soon as possible. On the one on off St. Clair, of course, that's contingent on approval from Cantwell's, but the usual always says yes. And then taking them down, the events, the 5th and the 6th of November, so it'll probably be right after that, maybe even the 7th the next day, so.
Question? Make a motion to approve the signage at Hart Street, McDonald's, as well as the 6th and St. Clair locations for the dates of October 25th through November 6th. That's my motion.
All second, all in favor, it's your time now.
Thank you.
Next is Four Lakes Shelter House bid opening. Larry, Don, and Steve.
You just went over the merits.
Looks like we've got four shirt claims. John Phillips, Wolf.
Okay, his first bid is shirt claim.
Thanks, Larry.
First bid for sure cleaning is $59,850. Sure clean. Next is Jones Builders. It is $58,348. Next bid is Wolf Construction. It is $63,126. Fourth bid is Elcon LLC. It is $85,745. Of these four bids, we will take them under advisement, and that's my motion.
Okay, I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. You guys take your time, and then there was a sign, I'll get a copy of it.
Are there two copies?
I can just get with Sharon tomorrow and get a copy, if that's all right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Next is White Elm Nation Demolition Bid Opening.
Do we have bids? Phil, do you have bids? Do that to me.
Can we wait for you?
I guess we have that one bid. What bid?
Congratulations. We do have one bid, and it's for Mullen Supply Incorporated. Second is for 1337 Button Street, and it's $6,500. Third is for 1421 College Avenue, and it's for $7,403. Fourth is 713 North 4th Street, and it is $9,198. The fifth is for 502 Resilient Street, and it is $7,500. Sixth is for 1318 Prairie Street, and it is $7,236. Seventh is 644 East Sinclair Street. It's $5,500. The eighth is for 728 Perry Street, and it is $8,736. And the ninth one is 905 Ritter's Camp Avenue, and it's $10,835. So total bid package of $72,218. I'd like to make a motion to take this bid under advisement.
And I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
My number includes that. That's a lease cost that I passed on through, that I wrote the elite, so you'll know that's the environmental, but my number does include the elite bid. That's just a note so you'll know that that's part of the bid.
That is the whole bid, correct?
Yes, mine is the whole bid. That's what they charged me.
And then Phil, once he reviews this, make sure everything's right.